This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Reichbrandt on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. This segment is sponsored by Mammoth Nation. Go on 75 Radio, click on Mammoth Nation. Anyways, we had no intro before the show. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I didn't do nothing stupid today, so I guess I'm all right.
Outstanding. And Mike, who's burning the candle at both ends, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing great, brother. Thanks.
Outstanding. Anyways, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the alleged woman of the Onondaga New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, New York's strongest, and those living on Long Island in the 2nd Congressional District. First order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in line of duty. Tonight, we remember Police Officer Crystal Rivera of the Chicago, Illinois Police Department, end of watch, June the 5th, 2025. Her killer is in custody. Also, Police Officer Timothy Ontiveros of the Bloomfield, New Mexico Police Department, end of watch, June the 1st, 2025. His killer is DOA, thankfully. And then Police Officer Samuel Riveros of the Baldwin Park, California Police Department, end of watch, May 31st, 2025. His killer is in custody. Our first story tonight has to deal with the truth. The truth wins again. And one of my many sayings that it's a lot easier to tell the truth than make up a lie. Anyways, a CNN reporter was fired after a Florida jury awarded a Navy veteran $5 million in a defamation case. Reporter Alex Marquardt alleged that veteran Zachary Young took advantage of Afghan citizens with the disastrous withdrawal of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan when Joe Biden first took office. So Mr. Young took a page from the Kyle Rittenhouse playbook and sued CNN and won a whole bunch of money. Anyways, this is a win for the American people because CNN is out of money and McQuart is out of a job. Now, this hits home to us because here at 7-5 Radio, we do our due diligence, and we have three rules. No cursing, no slander, and don't suck. And two of those rules are constantly being broken every week. But anyways, we do our due diligence. There's stories we do not run because we just can't verify if it's true or not. And you know the old saying goes, if it's too good to be true, it usually is. And then 2 days before the inauguration of Donald Trump, we had some intel concerning some terrorists, and we were putting Mike to the screws, who verified the story to make sure it was true. Anyways, well, what say you? CNN is out of money, and a reporter is out of a job at CNN.
You know, I don't know if they're ever going to be out of money. I think they know they're stupid going in, and I'm sure they have plenty of plenty of donors and backers and such. But you know, you can only be stupid for so long. There are people that love CNN and continue watching CNN, and, you know, and swear by CNN. But those numbers, as we know, statistically have gone down quite a bit in the past 5 years. So. You know, they keep, like I said, they got donors. I'm sure the donors don't have as deep as pockets as CNN would wish. But they're going to push it to the limit. They're really going to push it. When a Republican president is elected in 28, they're going to have to rethink about what they're going to do because they're losing too many of these lawsuits. They're dropping too much money. It's not only just costing them you know, that $5 million. I'm sure the lawyers that they have on retainer are costing them quite a big shiny penny too. So I think CNN will probably just say, you know, the Republican Party ruined us, we have to close, and they'll blame it on the conservative side of life.
Right. Mike, what say you about CNN dropping money and dropping a reporter in a lawsuit concerning slander?
Well, it's not surprising that they got pinged for lying. I mean, that's what they do all the time anyway. Most of the legacy media does. But it's nice to see they're actually being held accountable for it at this point. But I kind of agree with Walt. I don't think they'll go anywhere anytime soon, even though their ratings are in the toilet, all of them. Across legacy media in general has just gone down completely, like, you know, circulation of Wall Street Journal, whatever, CNN, any of them you talk about, their product is just not being bought anymore. So I think they're all kind of facing some kind of an existential crisis where they have to start to rethink their approach to things. I think Walt's right. They'll end up going down in flames, and they'll blame the conservative movement, but really it's just people want honesty again. They want actual journalism, not the crap they're being fed.
Right. And here's a question for both of you. With Jake Tapper coming out with his book about Biden and his dementia, is he shooting CNN in the foot by promoting this book, saying that the Biden White House covered up Joe's dementia? Anyone?
Yeah, he's throwing him under the bus, but that's what they do. Rats fleeing a drowning ship, right? So he sees the writing on the wall. He knows it's going to be, you know, a price to be paid for the crap they all pulled, for the treason they basically conducted. He said the auto pen, et cetera. And he's just trying to get out from under it. He's trying to make himself out to be the truth bringer and the light bringer so he can maybe avoid some of the fallout. But realistically, they're all going to take mega hits. And I don't see him getting away with it anymore than anyone else, even with the book.
Right. And speaking of blaming people, Joy Reid went on, Katie Couric's podcast, talked about her getting the boot from MSNBC. And guess what she blamed her departure from MSNBC on? She blamed it on racism. But what Joy Reid doesn't realize that she got the job because she is black. She got fired because, frankly, she sucks. Any final words before we move on to our next subject?
She's the racist.
100%. 100%.
Right. I love watching her and Melissa Harris Perry because they're just so funny. It's like they're not journalists; they're just entertainers. The guys like Charlie Duff. He's a reporter, and he says, "I'm a reporter, not a journalist," because he'll drink with the people he reports on. But these people are just so off the wall and just. It's not news. It's just straight up entertainment. It's just like Network was just so correct in nailing down that news is entertainment, but not us. We're news and entertainment. Anyways, moving right along, the state of New York. Mike, you're the sole resident of the Empire State. The legislature wants to ban nonstick pans. We're not making this up. These nonstick pans have been around for about 60 years, and it's not on RFK Jr.'s hit list. If it was, the New York State Legislature would vote to subsidize people that make the nonstick pans. But anyways, they want to ban these nonstick pans because they say that the chemicals used to coat the pans is causing diseases and making people sick. But my thing is that if they want to protect the people of New York State, they can do a couple of things, such as pass legislation saying that New York State is no longer a sanctuary state and work with ICE to deport these dangerous people, repeal bail reform and lock up dangerous criminals, and then open up the state mental hospitals once again so normal people are not pushed in front of motor vehicles or subway trains. But these same people that want to ban nonstick pans want these mentally ill people running around and roaming free and menace law-abiding citizens. Also, New York State can vote to bring back capital punishment. But then again, these same people value criminal rights more than citizens' rights. And they could also make New York State an open carry state. That'd be amazing. You'd see crime down go down to almost nothing. And finally, what they could do to protect its citizens is ban cigarettes. Tobacco is a lawful product. You can purchase in New York State by the cost of a car note. But they're going to go after this non-issue, non-stick pans. Mike, since you are the last resident in the Empire State, what say you about... Well, when we come back, we'll get Mike and Walter's opinion about non-stick pans. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of 3 generations of dedication to excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Free Water Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Free Water Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at freewatercoinco.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Free Water Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 75 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop staying with Walter Yerkew and Mike Reichbrand. And Mr. Edwards, you are wrong. I am not staring at Danila's Instagram account. I'm staring at a picture of the 75 Radio spokesmodel frying an egg in a pan. This is a big egg. Anyways, Mike, what say you about the New York State Legislature wanting to ban nonstick pans?
Further proof about how useless they are and how backwards. New York State is a disaster. I mean, it is an absolute disaster. You know, it's just about a failed state. California's kind of leading the way, but we're not far behind, and it's really just because of the stupidity that they keep enforcing on everybody. Remember, she also is the same state where Hochul wanted to ban the gas stoves and all the other stupid nonsense, but they won't address the homeless crisis, the fentanyl crisis, the crime crisis, or any of the other things that are wrong with the state that they've enabled. So, not surprising.
Right. But what's more dangerous, a nonstick pan or cigarettes?
Cigarettes, obviously, are far more dangerous. Like, nonstick pans, the Teflon is no good for people. There is some evidence to prove that, to say that maybe it's not the best thing to have around. But that being said, it's far less dangerous than the tobacco and cigarettes or even the vapes. And then, the mental health crisis. You know, we could deal with that. Nope.
Right. But, see, the state makes a lot more money with cigarettes than they do with nonstick pans. The nonstick pans, they can just get whatever, what was the sales tax up there? Like 70% sales tax for a pan? You know, people aren't buying cookware every single day like they do cigarettes. Walt, what say you? Does the state of New York need to ban nonstick pans?
They're going to do what they're going to do. What was it, 10 years ago or so? They discontinued everything with trans fat. If it's on the market, doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for you. Okay, it's a convenience. These Teflon pans, you know, they've always been a convenience ever since their, you know, existence. And you know they wear out because you got to buy one every couple of years. So when they wear out, you know, it's not all going in the dishwasher or down the drain. You know, it's going down your gullet. Cigarettes, same thing. It's a choice that people have. Like you said, it's a freaking car payment. If you can afford to smoke, you don't need public assistance. You know, if you can afford to smoke, you don't need me to help pay for your food. You know, if you smoke, like, you know, then just deal with it. Would I like to see cigarettes banned? I would like to see smoking banned in more places, you know. But, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. I mean, you know, they're legalizing weed, you know, all around the country. So you're still going to have smoke and tobacco and leaves to inhale. As far as pans go, yeah, I mean, you can just change pans. Change the taste of your eggs or your bacon or anything like that. So, you know, if they want to go ahead and stop it, go ahead. You know, again, it's going to be a choice. It's going to be a choice. I'd like to see who the people are that want to ban Teflon. I'd like to get into their kitchen and see what they're using. You know, it's like Dr. Fauci going to a St. Louis Cardinals game when nobody else is allowed to go and he's not wearing a mask. Same thing here. You know, what's good for one is good for the other. You know. So.
Right. But anyways, you know, they got a million things going, like Mike said, they got a million things going wrong in that New York, in the state of New York, and they're worried about pans. But anyways, go to the website, check out Danilo frying up an egg. Unfortunately, I didn't get to eat the egg because, I mean, it was an old fuddle. But anyways, anybody else have anything about eggs before we move to our next story?
Yeah, get them off your face.
Egg on my face. Anyways, moving right along, we are in the month of June, which used to be known as Gay Pride Month. Here in D.C., you had hundreds of thousands of people run around saying happy pride. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth ordered the USNS, United States Naval Service ship Harvey Milk, to change its name. And of course, the left is not happy about it. And to be frankly, the Milk is an oiler. You stick the nozzle in a hole and its stuff comes out of the nozzle. But the Biden administration simply named this boat after Harvey Milk because he was a gay rights activist, radical gay rights activist. He did serve in the Navy, but it wasn't like it was Chester Nimitz or Chris Kyle or Scoop Stanton. But these idiots on Twitter were talking about how Milk proudly served in the U.S. Navy, and they're taking away the name of the Harvey Milk. And, you know, these people can go pound sand because the same people that claim Milk was a war hero in Korea, the same people that hated the troops during Vietnam, talk trash about the troops every single step of the way, did nothing to help the troops. We still got 20 to 22 people, veterans, taking their lives every single day. And if you are a veteran, pick up the phone, dial 988, get some help. But my thing that about naming these boats is that there's a million other people that did serve proudly in the Navy, including Chris Kyle, Dory Miller, Carl Shear, William McGonigal, the skipper of the USS Liberty. He won the Congressional Medal of Honor when the ship was attacked. Look up the USS Liberty. We talked about this a million hundred times already. Or you can even name the boat after Hospital Corpsman Mike Reichbrandt, but good on the Secretary of Defense. They're getting they want to change the name of the boats of Harvey Milk, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Thurgood Marshall, Cesar Chavez to heroes, even though these are support ships, not U.S. naval vessel. Mike, what say you about changing the name of the boats?
Good. The guy's like he was a sexual predator, you know? He has like such a negative history. The fact that he was mayor of San Francisco and he was some kind of activist or whatever, okay, doesn't make him a good person, and he was not a good person. He was a predator. No, we shouldn't be recognizing any kind of greatness. He wasn't great. He was awful. And it was an awful
person.
Well, Mike,
other than the fact he was dating a 16-year-old boy, doesn't make him a child predator. I mean, why not put his name on, in fact, the next carrier, the USS Harvey Milk?
Oh, my God. You know, it's just more of the same pandering nonsense they pull. And then when you call them out on it, they pretend like none of these things happened or like that doesn't matter. Well, no, it does matter. You know, context matters, right? That's all they've said. We tore down statues for how long because of things that happened a couple of hundred years ago. Meanwhile, this guy was just, you know, not that far in the distant past, you know, predatory against adolescent boys. You know, somehow I don't think that's irrelevant. No, rename that thing. Make it somebody. Listen, Carl Bashir is an amazing, you know, Navy guy. Chris Kyle, you said it. You had a whole list of them that were just some truly, truly amazing people that came to the United States Navy. Some really heroic and some amazing people that you can name the ship after. And you choose this clown? No. And he didn't even get an honorable discharge. He got another honorable discharge. You know, he was a disaster as a sailor. He's a disaster as a person, a predator. Get rid of that guy's name. Take his name off everything.
Oh, Pocahontas didn't mention that on Twitter. All they mentioned was like, oh, he served in the Navy during the Korean War. Maybe he was the guinea pig for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Say you? Should they? What's a good name for a boat with nozzles with liquid coming out of them, oily liquid? How about the USS Sean Combs?
The USS Teats.
The USS what?
Teats.
Teats? T-E-E-T-S. But
well, that's the way it started. I agree with Michael, you know, 100% across the board with what he said. And just one thing I want to comment and go further on what he said was that the left is going to disagree with you. It doesn't matter. You know, they don't care if the guy was, a predator dating a 16-year-old boy. Do you think that's the only one? You know, I would say, no, it's not. I'm sure it's not the only one. The left will always not come up with facts. They'll just say, no, you're comparing apples to oranges. No. You know, it doesn't matter if your name is Jeffrey Dahmer or Harvey Milk. It doesn't matter. You're a predator, period. Okay? One just didn't get arrested for it. One got murdered for it. Well, they actually both got murdered. But he really didn't do anything, just like you said in the opening, Scoop. He was a veteran. That's it. You know, let's name a ship, you know, the USS Scoop. Right? You're in the USNS Scoop.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see ships, should be named. It should be, you know, an overt honor. I mean, something over the top, not to be the he came out of the closet. So what? Nobody cares, you know, except the people that say they care. But they don't care. They haven't given him a second thought since he got murdered. They haven't given him a second thought since, you know, they had a yay day when the ship was named after him. And then that was it. You know, it's not like this ship is going to do anything much anyhow.
Right.
I think, you know, the enemy would, like, laugh. They'll say, well, Milk, what the hell is that?
Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about criminals in San Francisco and why are conservatives happier than liberals. Take away.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. We're just learning now President Trump is deploying 2,000 California National Guard troops to Los Angeles, where protests today leading to clashes between law enforcement authorities and hundreds of demonstrators. White House says the president was deploying the guardsmen to, quote, address the lawlessness that has been allowed to fester in California. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is not happy. He strongly objected to the move. He says the move from the Republican president, quote, inflammatory and will only escalate tensions. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller tells the Salem Radio Network, this country has never seen anything like the big, beautiful bill.
I have waited my entire life, and if I was older, I would say I've been waiting for 100 years, because there's never been a bill like this bill since there has been a conservative movement. This represents the culmination, in the case of the MAGA movement, of 10 years of hard work. This bill would have been unthinkable in 2017 in the Paul Ryan era.
Also at townhall.com, Gaza's health ministry says the Israeli military offensive has killed 95 people, including a number of women and children, in the last day or two. But don't believe it. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says one of the biggest challenges facing the Jewish state is complicity by much of the media with lies and propaganda spread by Israel's enemies, including word about the civilian death toll in Gaza.
That 54,000 comes from the Gaza health authorities. Nobody knows who they are. No one can mention a name. They'll say, well, the UN backs that up. Yeah, but the UN also, the UN quotes the Gaza health authorities, and the Gaza health authorities quotes the UN. So it's a loop of lies.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. See if we can get you out of pain by taking their three-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees. Don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop staying with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rigbrand on 7-5 Radio. This segment is sponsored by MammothNation.com. Once again, go to 7-5radio.org and click on Mammoth Nation to get yourself a subscription. Anyways, during the news, we heard that Donald Trump deployed 2,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles because ICE agents are getting attacked. I guess the people are sick and tired of ICE agents. They'd rather go back to normal life in Los Angeles with the Bloods, Crips, and the Mexican Mafia. But up the road in San Francisco, California, you got junkies selling stolen goods that they just robbed from the CVS drugstores and other drugstore outlets and stores, and sell them out in the open in the Mission District. And the local ABC affiliate in San Francisco was doing a story with State Senator Scott Wiener. And then they said, well, you know, this is all due to the drug trade. People are buying, stealing this stuff, selling them to other, I guess, salespeople or peddlers in the street, no permits or nothing. And then their ill-gotten gains, they go buy drugs and pass out in the street. So the ABC reporter asks, like, the senator's like, hey, you want to go down the street? We can see what's going on with these dope fiends. And he said, no. So, you know, these people don't want to see what's going on. They want to put all these bills in the House or the on the floor of their respective state capitol, but they don't want to see what the real problem is. These people don't say absolutely nothing about fentanyl and all the narcotics coming in, just making people zombies, just destroying neighborhoods, destroying people. But they're worried about people stealing Tylenol and toothpaste and Bic razors from Walgreens. Well, what say you? Should that state senator gone down to see the junkies passed out in the street?
Sure, absolutely. You know, absolutely, of course. But, you know, they won't. He won't. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know, these people, they're going to, you know, shoplift and steal the stuff out of stores and sell it on the street. The people that are buying the stuff, they need to stop buying it. You know, get rid of that. You know, stop buying it. You know, nobody's going to accept a razor for nickel bag of crack. So it just stop buying it. Shit off the excuse me, that stuff off the street. You can't. You know, what do they call that? Enable these people. You know, I believe that's where a lot of the problem is in enabling. When you enable people, they're going to do it more and more and more and more. And of course, now you know the government isn't going down there to look and see what the problem is. You know, the police aren't going down there. They're probably told to stay out of that area. You know, because we all three of us know that game. You know, where there's you know where you don't see, there's no crime. You know, where you don't look, there's no crime there. So it's hard to imagine that. You know, an elected official is not going to go down and try to save that area. I mean, look at AOC. She don't go where she came from.
Right. But funny you should mention that, Walter, because that's exactly what the news story reported, that the police were all around that neighborhood, but they weren't doing anything. They're just, I guess, at a command post. They're just chilling at the command post, and they're told not to do anything. But, Mike, what say you, since you're the last MOS before you left the job? Should have that, and you ran for office, should have that state senator gone down that street to see what the problem is with the junkies?
Absolutely, but he won't, because that would mean he'd have to actually address it. But instead what you have is prosecutors who won't prosecute. You have politicians who just want to pander. And this is what you get from that. You get this giant hot mess that's become California, New York, whatever, any area you can look at. There's tons of them out there. You know, failed cities, failed states that just don't do anything because they're too busy worried about, you know, reelecting these corrupt retards that we keep putting in office. You know, it's disgusting. I'm glad they're sending the National Guard into L.A. I'm glad they're going to go and give these people consequences they haven't seen in a very long time. They need that. They need consequence. They need to learn that And at the end of the day, you can't just do what the hell you want. You can't just burn things down, burn down cities, riot, and be a complete disaster. You know, and shame on that state senator for not going down there and seeing firsthand what he's created.
Right. And you know darn well, Senator Wiener, all these other people, Nancy Pelosi, she lives in San Francisco, but behind a big gated area. She doesn't have to deal with the people that her fellow citizens that turn tricks for dope money or rob steal from a CVS or Walgreens and then sell to somebody else so they sell razor blades and I guess Kleenex and the street for pennies on the dollar. She doesn't have to see that, but then she wants to tell us what to do. Her and her kind want to tell us that hey, we can't use nonstick pans. You got to use something else. You can't use gas stoves. You got to drive an electric car. I mean, these people are just full of crap. But anyways, any last words before we move on to our next story?
No.
Going once. Going twice. Okay. Here's something really interesting. Well, not surprising, but interesting. This week, a news report came out stating that conservatives are much more happier than liberals. I mean, this took no research whatsoever. You have to ask the people on the left and people on the right. And what got me was that I got a relative who lives in the area who has a good job, makes great money, lives in a nice place, lives in a bougie neighborhood. But they go to therapy. I'm like, why are you going to therapy? It's like, oh, because I got a effed up life. I'm like, your parents are still alive. They're still married. You came from a good home. You got an education. You got a car. You live in a place George Jefferson would be proud of. You got a boyfriend of about 5+ years. I mean, you got everything going. And you look at me. You know, I live in Fred Sanford's house. I got no money. My car's a piece of crap. Walt and Mike make fun of me constantly. I got no significant other whatsoever. And I'm divorced, but I have kids. It's like, aha. It's like, I was married and I have kids. And I just have, a great, great social network here in DC and within the 75 radio family. And this person left the center who didn't vote for Trump, always voted for Bernie or Biden or whatever degenerates running on the left, is depressed. And I think also has to deal with Trump derangement syndrome, because here in D.C., I don't know if it's prevalent up by you, Mike, but people are going to see counselors because Donald Trump won the election back in 2016 and 2024. Mike, what say you? Do you got you see people with TDS in your neck of the woods?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. There's tons of them. Tons of them. But, I mean, look at the left. The modern left embraces all kinds of mental illness and all kinds of just misery and tries to normalize it, right? Look at the body dysmorphia with the whole trans movement. You know, so it's not surprising that they're not happy. They're just miserable people being miserable, trying to make everybody else miserable.
Right. With the, legislation against nonstick pans or...
Exactly.
This senator in California wants legislation about selling stolen goods. Well, you know, he's worried about stolen goods, but he's not worried about the junkies down the street. So, you know, it's the same thing here. And, you know, and the people on the left, they can't have these relationships. But then again, look at us. We got about, one or two divorces apiece from all of us. But, hey, we just love spreading the chair. What say you about conservatives who are happy and liberals who are not?
The liberals are never going to be happy. They're never going to be happy. They don't care who would be in the White House as long as it was a Democrat. They'll never be happy about anything. It's a quick story. A friend of mine said on a post today or yesterday, Facebook, that what Trump is doing is illegal, sending the aliens, you know, to other countries, you know, without due process. And I mentioned Tush says, okay, well, what it was okay when Clinton, Bush, and Obama mammy did it. Well, that was different. What do you mean it was different? Well, they got, she tells me, she says, well, they had hearings. I said, all right, let me get this straight. 25 to 30 million immigrants between those three presidents, okay, over 24 years. You're telling me that 30 million people each had a hearing? So I did the math, and I told her, there's only 4.5 million hours in 24 years. And you're telling me 30 million people had hearings.
Right. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Right.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yurkow and Mike Rickbrandt. And during those very important commercials, I was, of course, I was checking out Danella Rodriguez's Instagram account. Check her out at DanellaRodriguez.model. I'm broadcasting on TikTok, so showing a couple of wonderful pictures of our spokesmodel on Instagram. Anyways, our final story is concerning supposedly somebody from the 7-5 Radio family. This was compiled by 7-5 Radio staff writers by way of the New York Post. A British Airways flight attendant was found naked and dancing in the business class bathroom mid-flight on a Super Jumbo Airbus A380, and colleagues accused him of going on a drug-fueled bender. The in-flight fiasco unfolded when the unidentified male cabin crew member was nowhere to be found during mealtime on a flight from San Francisco to London, prompting crew members to search for him aboard the plane. And then the flight attendant was eventually found naked and boogieing in the Club World cabin bathroom by the in-flight crew boss, according to news reports. Now, for some reason, the staff writers on 7-5 Radio that we don't pay says that the British Airways flight attendant was none other than Peter Scoop Stanton. Now, this is kind of silly because I'm not a flight attendant. I wouldn't be get high on a flight from London, from San Francisco to London when I'm on duty. But, well, I'm going to pass it to you. Does this sound like something I would do?
No, not from San Francisco.
Where, from Dulles?
Wherever, it's someplace else, probably.
No, this is going from San Francisco to London, but what? I mean, who the hell's a staff writer to put this out? It's like a British Airways flight attendant, parentheses, Peter Scoop Stanton, was found naked and dancing in a business class bathroom. But, Mike, I'll pass it to you. Who wrote this foolishness?
It was written by a very intrepid investigative journalist that we've had that's come on board, and I think it's probably a true story. It definitely fits the behavior of past behaviors, you know, that we can't go into because of litigation currently ongoing. But still, I think that it's absolutely true. I find it to be very, very credible.
because somebody took it from the New York Post and then just put my name in parentheses, British Airways flight attendant, parentheses, Peter Scoop Stanton. It's like, oh yeah, that's credible. Yeah, that's newsworthy.
I would absolutely agree. Yes, I think the public needs to know just what they're up against when you're in a vicinity, especially on flights where, you know, apparently you have access to booze and drugs. You know, these things are going to happen. You know, but, it's like a public health hazard. They might see you naked, you know.
But I was dancing in the bathroom, allegedly. But
well, you know, this time we got lucky.
Why is it whenever I do something outside of 7-5 radio, it's always the worst case scenario? You know, I go to this pool party and you allege I was wearing this G-string. I went to this other pool party. I said, well, I didn't wear a G-string because, Mike, you wanted for quote-unquote evidence. And now the story comes out where some intern that we don't pay just copied and pasted this from New York Post and just slapped my name on it. And you and Walter say, oh, it's a God's honest truth. I mean, what guess? Maybe it's one of you guys.
I know. I think it's
eyewitnesses.
Yeah, we've got, you know, a lot. There's a long history of documentation of these behaviors. You know, you might want to talk to your family member there and seek some counseling there. Maybe they could help you out with these aberrant behaviors and desires.
Nice. Why is it that, like, every week we put a funny story out or something, and you guys just clown on me? I mean, I think it's because you gentlemen are very jealous of me. You're jealous of my living arrangements. You're jealous of my nice ride. You're jealous of my clothes. You're jealous of the parties I go to. You're jealous of the people I hang.
That's it.
Listen, it's a target-rich environment. You know, you kind of make it easy. You know, between your escapades in the old age homes to your interesting choices in attire for pool parties. You know, what do you want us to do? We're reporting the news here. We're just trying to keep up with it.
Nice. But anyways, speaking of news, I'm going to change the subject before it gets a little bit more spicier. This week, two very powerful men were beefing about some God knows what. But I'm not talking about Donald Trump and Elon Musk. I'm talking about yours truly and James Edwards. But for over 13 years now, we've been having a feud. We've been having a discussion. We've been having a beef with each other. And the beef is a very serious one. It's something near and dear to both myself and Mr. Edwards. The issue is, who has more talent? Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin or Frankie Valli from Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons? Now, since I'm usually right on everything and you guys are jealous of me, of course, Jimmy Page is much more talented than Frankie Valli. Because not only does Jimmy Page play guitar, he played bass, he did sing on one song, and he does produce, whereas Frankie Valli just sings, even though Frankie Valli has acting credit on The Sopranos. So, well, I'll pass it to you. Who's right on this one between myself and Mr. Edwards?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. They're from two different generations, really. You know, Frankie Valli's been singing since the early 50s, you know. Jimmy Page has been playing, you know, guitar since the late 50s. You know, Jimmy Page is, you know, more of the classic rock. And Frankie Valli is you know, doo-wop. So, as far as entertaining goes, I would much rather see Jimmy Page do guitar solos all night long, and instead of Frankie Valli singing Sherry. So that's what I'd rather see. I can't say one's better than the other, but I'd rather see Jimmy Page play guitar solos all night long.
Right. Plus, Jimmy Page, when he plays a guitar solo, he's playing a guitar solo, because if you Frankie Valli's 90 years old and still touring, so a lot of allegations of lip syncing, because how's a 90-year-old guy able to hit those high notes? Robert Plant, he's in his 70s, and he can't hit the high notes like he used to for Led Zeppelin. Mike, what say you? Is the beef between myself and Mr. Edwards, is it a legitimate beef or just something stupid to fill airtime? Mike?
Yep, sorry, I had my mute on.
Oh.
Sorry, I had mute on. I don't know, I get it. I get the argument, but I think they both have their own kind of claims to fame. Like, they put their apples and oranges on us when it comes to, like, music. But I would agree, Jimmy Page is definitely the one I would prefer to see.
Thank you. Take that, Mr. Edwards. But, you know, we've been doing this arguing back and forth for literally 13 years. One night at my daughter's first birthday party, somebody had a little too much fun, and we're texting back and forth who is better. Anyways, real quick, I had the opportunity to visit Arlington National Cemetery last week. Yesterday was D-Day, June 6, 1944, which turned the tide of World War II. And unfortunately, today's young people have no clue about D-Day. They don't have any clue about people like Audie Murphy or George Patton or Douglas MacArthur. But I took the kids to Arlington National Cemetery, and it was just a really wonderful experience, especially me, you know, prior military. And I saw the eternal flame from John Kennedy and Mrs. Kennedy's buried next to him. I also went to the grave of Audie Murphy. And I was fortunate to watch the change of the guard for the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And not only the U.S., but all of our NATO allies have Tombs of the Unknown Soldier. And the one in Arlington has the best vantage point in the entire cemetery. You see Arlington County. You see into D.C. to the Frederick Douglass Bridge over in southeast Washington, D.C. So it's a real eye-opening experience. So I anybody that comes to D.C., don't be one of these stupid tourists going every tourist trap there is downtown. Go to Arlington National Cemetery. It's a really wonderful experience. And, you know, people go there they with dignity and respect. They're not a bunch of tourists and taking selfies and all this other foolishness. But it was a great experience, and we remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice on the 6th of June, 1944. Mike, what say you real quick before I hand it off to Walter?
You got to go there and see that. That thing is amazing to see. That cemetery is beautiful, and just the sacrifices made by everybody there. It's unreal, especially at D-Day. I mean, what those guys faced, unbelievable.
Right. Anyways, oh, crap. Sorry, Walt. We'll give you the floor next time at the beginning of the hour. For Walter Yerkew and Mike Greatman, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Have a good week. Check us out, 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.